Sheila Fogarty on LBC.
Donald Trump is in Pennsylvania for a rally today, moaning again about the victim that he is of the media, I think. Again, there's me moaning about him being a victim of the media. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is here to tell us more. There he is.
There he is, Sheila. Multiple rallies from Donald Trump today and every day for the remaining 8 days of this election campaign. Let's take you live to Allentown in Pennsylvania, where he's just been telling the crowd, completely factually incorrect, that he's built 400 miles of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. He's done no such thing, but let's listen and find out what he's talking about now.
Normal life, that's what we want, right? Normal life. We want normal life. We just want normal life. It's happening very quickly. And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country. I gave working families record-setting tax cuts, biggest tax cut in the history of this country. And this guy's running on tax increases. I never saw it. I said it yesterday where I was with a great group. I was in New Hampshire. We should do very well there. Unless you watch television. He will not win. Then you get polls like you're leading, and I say, why do they keep saying that? Because you know what they are? They're suppression polls.
So Donald Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, once again insisting that the media's got it in for him. He said on Twitter a short while ago that he is receiving very positive indications of how this campaign is going to end up for him in opinion polls. But the media refused to publish the results of those polls, which is a new conspiracy theory emanating from the president of the United States. Pennsylvania, vitally important to him in this battle to secure another 4 years. He carried the state by one percentage point back in 2016, but in 2012 and 2008, it voted Democrat. Indeed, it's voted solidly Democrat ever since 1992. George Bush the Elder was the last Republican before Donald Trump to win it back in 1988. So you can expect the president to make several visits to Pennsylvania over the course of the next few days. You heard him there say, we want normal life back again. By that he means we want to put COVID-19 behind us. He believes the American public are tired of hearing about COVID-19, despite the fact that they tell pollsters it is their number one issue. Take a listen to what he had to say over the weekend at a rally in Florida.
That's all I hear. Turn on television. Right? COVID. A plane goes down. 500 people dead. They don't talk about it. COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore. So, COVID, please don't go and vote, COVID. Please do not, under any circumstances, you cannot go out and vote. Except the problems are that in Florida, the people that are going out to vote, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Because they're tired of all of this stuff. They're tired of such negativity. Hey, by the way, I had it. Here I am. I mean, you know, here I am.
It is a bold move by a presidential candidate to hit the campaign trail and tell American voters that they don't really care about the issue that they tell pollsters is the number one issue for them, COVID-19, and the future of the American economy. Here's what Joe Biden had to say about it in his interview last night with the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes.
Right now, the biggest domestic issue is our health. Right now, COVID. COVID, the way he's handling COVID is just absolutely, totally irresponsible. He's telling people that we've turned the bend at one of his recent rallies. Well, he's gone, as my grandpa would say, he's gone round the bend. I mean, we are in real trouble.
Joe Biden, however, himself had some difficulties on the campaign trail yesterday. Listen to this clip of an interview that he and his wife Jill were giving, in which he appeared momentarily to forget the name of the man that he's running against.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where
If Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Who among us would ever get a name confused, Sheila? But the White House, of course, absolutely picked up on that and insisted that it's further evidence that Joe Biden doesn't have the mental acuity and cognitive capacity to become president of the United States. The polls still suggest that in 8 days' time, Joe Biden's going to win. He enjoys a national lead of 8% in the polls, a lead in the battleground states of between 3.5 and 4 percentage points. And remember that everything that's happening today and every day this week is completely irrelevant to 60 million Americans who have already cast their ballots. That's more than that. That's almost half the number of voters who participated in 2016. So for them, they're the lucky ones. They can put this election behind them already.
Well, I'm sure we'll speak before next Tuesday / Wednesday, but I cannot wait for next Tuesday / Wednesday. Thank you, Simon.
Careful what you wish for.
Whatever it is, we need to know, don't we, whether America's lost for good or not. Simon Marks, thank you, LBC's Washington correspondent.